Hello, everybody. This is Dr. McClower. Welcome to the Not One Else program. We are working our way through the holiday season. Now we're at the end. We're coming around to the end, and this is the time where you're sharing your day, you're sharing your time, you're sharing your food, you're sharing your home with the people you love in your life. And when that happens and you're inundated with all the habits and traditions and routines of their need to feed you all the time, it happens, it happens, it happens in my family, in your family, and there's a sense that there's this equation between how much you eat and how much you like them or something. You know, that stuff happens all the time. When that's in front of you, you need a solution. Now, I said to you that what we need to do is to, even though you're around the food all the time, and this is an expression of the love of your family, there's a way not to overconsume. And the way to do it is this. Because if you eat all the stuff they have out before you go to eat dinner, it's going to be a mess. Why do people gain weight over the holidays? Well, that's a huge component. How do you fix that? How you fix that is to think a little bit different about your consumptive patterns. I want you to think and try this. This is your homework. I want you to be a cereal taster. It's about the taste. It's about the smell. I want you to be a sensual person over the holidays. A sensual person, meaning focus on the taste. Be a cereal taster. If there is an apple pie, you are not here to eat it. You're here to taste it. If you want the pie for dessert, have the pie for dessert. If you want a piece of that slow roasted pork for your meal, have it for your meal. But what I want you to do is to taste it and to be that cereal taster. If you have a taste of 37 things, you probably only had a biteful, and a biteful is just fine. And that way, you get to tell your aunt, whoever, how wonderful her whatever was, because you're tasting it. You're showing your love and you're showing your appreciation, which is the point. But you're not doing it in a way that ultimately becomes bad for you. Everybody wins, but you have to think different on the front end. And that is, become a cereal taster this year when you're home with your family. Good? I'm Dr. Will Clower. If you have any questions at all, let me know. Info@willclower.com. Take care. I'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.